Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with Gregory Copley, of editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He is in Perth, Australia, in Western Australia. This is Indo-Pacific regarding Perth, Australia, looking west across the vast Indian Ocean basin, looking north to the Pacific, and also the place where we're told there's going to be development over these next years to fulfill the ambitions of AUKUS, the Australia, United Kingdom, and U.S. alliance, to base nuclear-powered submarines in Western Australia, in a naval base there, to patrol the Indo-Pacific. That's the grand plan. It's not going to turn on one election or another. It's going to turn on China's aggression and how quickly the U.S. and the U.K. and others can respond. Right now, Gregory, we were all extremely pleased with the early stages of AUKUS. Is it going forward? Because you know there are voices in Australia, in New Zealand, and throughout the Indo-Pacific that press the matter of nuclear power quickly turning into nuclear weapons. Is that debate in the field now, or has it been settled and AUKUS will go forward?
Well, I think AUKUS will go forward even if the Labor Party comes into office. But the question has been raised in the last 24 hours by the current Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, saying that that Labor would deal a death blow to AUKUS because it's built around the transfer of nuclear propulsion technology to the Royal Australian Navy. And even as we speak, there's a US Navy Virginia-class submarine at the naval base in Garden Island, just literally 20 miles to the west of where I'm speaking to you from in Perth. So Labor could stop the deployment of British and US nuclear submarines in Western Australia. It could stop the planned development of a nuclear-powered submarine for the Royal Australian Navy, which was the starting point for the AUKUS agreement. So that is very much a topic around which this election revolves. I'm not sure that the Australian election has fully taken that on board, but the Defence Minister Dutton today was really trying to emphasise that this is central to Australia's future, because this is the kind of capability which AUKUS can provide to confront the southward push of the People's Republic of China. At the same time, this is why the PRC is so happy that it has actions in Ukraine and elsewhere to pull the United States and the United Kingdom back to a Euro-Atlantic military focus. And right now, for example, Beijing is also pushing the government of Argentina to revive its threats to claim and assault the Falkland Islands in the South Pacific, because that would also draw British submarine and aircraft carrier assets away from the Indo-Pacific and into the Atlantic. So what we're seeing today with AUKUS has to be very, very carefully handled. I'm not sure that the US government is giving it any attention, because President Biden hasn't mentioned the People's Republic of China for a long time, because he's very happy to distract attention and policy attention over to the Ukraine and Euro-Atlantic area. But in the meantime, China is definitely making moves to expand its capabilities, and Australia has to really assert its dominance of the AUKUS treaty in order to get a cohesive build-up against the People's Republic of China in the short term.
The understanding I have, and our conversations over time, Gregory, so I'm pulling them all together, is that the deploying of attack submarines, maybe even boomers, but attack submarines built by Australia in Western Australia would counter the Chinese move of the pearls that it's spreading across the Indian Ocean basin to the Atlantic. Because the Chinese PLA Navy, for all of its surface warships, is said to be inadequate when it comes to anti-submarine warfare. And the Moskva illustrates, I believe, the point you've made to me, that dominating the undersea is the future. The Moskva on the surface was prey to an attack that would not in any fashion counter Australia's ability to deploy into the Indian Ocean. So do the Chinese think that they're going to develop a way of blunting those attack submarines out of Perth, or is their play to, in some fashion, take over the Indian Ocean even before Australia can get those submarines built? You would know it's going to be several years before they deploy.
That's correct. The Australian nuclear submarine, attack submarine fleet was going to be a decade or more in the making. In the meantime, you'll have British and US nuclear-powered attack submarines in the area, and you've got the Australian half a dozen Collins-class conventional submarines there. So there is a capability. But one of the great new developments of AUKUS and of the United States separately is that Australia and the United States are each separately developing large autonomous underwater vehicles, in other words, unmanned submarines, which can be used perhaps even more effectively than present conventional or nuclear submarines in carrying the war against the Chinese surface fleet assets. So these new submarines that Australia will be getting may, in the first instance, not be the nuclear attack submarines, but will be these indigenously developed large unmanned underwater vehicles, which look like submarines without the conning tower.
Yes, can we say whether the Chinese are ready to blunt that? The Solomon Islands, from this remove, I'm on the other side of the galaxy, Gregory. You know this. I'm just looking at a map. The Solomon Islands look to be an answer to AUKUS. Does the submarine fleet answer the Solomon Islands? In other words, are the Chinese still catching up on anti-submarine warfare?
The Chinese are definitely still in the catch-up area of ASW. But they certainly started planning their operations in the Solomons and Kiribati, and for that matter in Timor-Leste and Indonesia, long before the development of AUKUS or the development of these new submarine capabilities. But the new submarine capabilities, whether they're unmanned or manned, will certainly have a bearing on whether the PLA could effectively hold the region in the long term in a conventional war. The objective, of course, is to make sure that it doesn't get to that extended conventional war like World War II, but that this can be resolved by diplomatic and strategic maneuver well in advance of that. Right now, it hinges on one man, as you pointed out, that's Prime Minister Sogavare, because he's the one man literally holding the front line for the People's Republic of China. And frankly, he should be getting a lot more money into his private bank account than he is getting, because he's so key to the PLA's success and the PRC's success that he should be getting much more money than he's getting.
We've come to your final thoughts about the election coming to the 21st. You're in Perth. The final debate underway, it's turning on domestic issues, I understand, but Scott Morrison has been a very strong voice through the pandemic. I'm told that he is either behind on the polls or there are unclear polls. What's your expectation, Gregory? We have about a minute.
It's a very finely balanced election. It will be tight either way. It will probably be decided by independent candidates, both in the House of Representatives and the Senate. What's true is that opposition leader Albanese is really screwing things up. He is making mistake after mistake. He's getting his answers wrong. He's being caught out. And yet he still seems to be moving towards the premiership. But to do so, he would have to rely on an increase in the number of so-called independent candidates getting seats in the House of Representatives and Senate. And those independents would probably throw their vote behind the Labor Party, which means that even if Labor gets in, it would be a difficult coalition, a hodgepodge coalition to make work, and may not work. And in fact, every day that passes seems to make it possible for the Liberal National Coalition to once again snap victory out of the jaws of defeat. But it's going to be a close-run thing.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs in Perth, Australia, observing the election, observing the Indo-Pacific into the 21st century, and all eyes on the Solomons. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.